now. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum the barber finally got himself a customer, but at the expense of a long-standing friendship with Grandpappy Spears. Now, Grandpap was asleep in the barber chair the other day. Customer-starved Lum couldn't resist the temptation to trim Grandpap's beard a little and wound up by removing the entire beard. As we look in on the little community today, we find a smooth-faced Grandpap in the Jot 'em Down store, angrily talking to Squire Skimp.
Yeah, come on, Squire, now tell me where that varmint's at.
I don't know, Grandpap.
Within an inch of his pigeon-toed life.
I haven't the least idea where you can find Lum. Yeah. I'm merely looking after the store for him while Abner's out making the deliveries.
I demand to know where that knock-kneed beer butcher's at.
Now, listen, Grandpap, you can't lawsuit Lum just because he shaved that little beard of yours off.
Well, I can done it. I can lawsuit him for attacking me with a dangerous weapon, intense to kill.
Oh, now, he wasn't trying to kill you, Grandpa.
Yeah, he might have been. The only thing that saved me was that I woke up too quick for him. He started on my whiskers and got as far as my chin, and he was working back towards my neck. I can tell.
Nah, he surely wasn't doing anything like that.
And on top of that, I'll lawsuit him for damaging my beauty and good looks.
Your beauty and good looks?
Yes, sir.
Oh, cut, cut.
And I'll lawsuit him for lionating the affections of my friends.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, it's the truth, Squire. When I walk down the street now, my old friends just turn and stare at me, and then start laughing.
Well, you must just be imagining that, Grandpa.
No, I don't imagine it. They don't even recognize me.
No.
They think I'm somebody I ain't. Fact is, I don't even recognize myself no more. First time I looked in the mirror, I thought my boy Hillary had come home.
Well, Grandpap, I admit that you do look different without your beard, but to be honest, I believe you look much better this way.
I don't know such a thing. I'm a ruined man, that's what I am. Plum ruined. Plum pigeon-toed ruined. Plum double-dyed, spavin-legged ruined, that's what I am.
Why, that's just silly, Grandpap. You're not any more ruined than I am.
I am done it. This is going to make me lose my job, is what it's going to do.
Your job? What job have you got now?
That and over at Dick Huddleston's store, delivering telegrams.
Well, you can't hardly call that a job, Grandpap. Dick doesn't get more than 2 or 3 telegrams a year.
Just the same, it's a job, and I'm losing it now.
Now, how could having your beard shaved off make you lose your job?
Well, don't you see? A telegram comes in over there at Dick's place, and I rush in there to pick it up and deliver it, and Dick shoves me away and says, "Get away, boy. I've hired Grandpappy Spears to deliver these."
You mean that Dick won't recognize you?
Of course not. How can he, the way I look now? Think I'm some college boy come in here to beat an old man out of a job.
Why, that's ridiculous. You being mistaken for a college boy, Grandpap.
That's just about what'll happen.
I do know. Grandpap, you've got the worst imagination of anybody I've ever seen in my whole life.
Well, I don't know what I've got, but I know I'm going to get even with that dead toad pigeon gum Lum if it's the last thing I ever do.
Now, Grandpap, you're just working yourself up over nothing. Lum was just trying to do you a favor, more than likely.
A favor, he said.
Why, certainly, certainly. He wanted to make you look better. And he did it, too. Why, I've never seen you look better in your whole life. You look much younger this way, Grandpap.
I don't want to look younger.
And it shows up that nice dimple in your chin there.
Why, don't you mention that word dimple again or I'll whop you.
What's that?
That was the reason I growed a beard in the first place, to cover up that flat-footed thing.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with the man.
Back when I went to school, I suffered uncommon miseries on account of that dimple.
Oh.
The other youngins joshed me about that from morn till night. Made life intolerable for me. They call me Dimples.
Dimples?
Yes, sir, they did. Dimple Sissy Britches, that's what they call me.
That is a good one. Dimple Sissy Britches.
Don't you laugh now, Squire. I'll give you what I'm going to give that blasted Lum when I get my hands on
him. Cut.
Come on, tell me whereabouts he's at.
I've told you once, Grandpap. I don't know where Lum is.
Jimmy, I'll go out and find him myself.
Well, now, that might be the thing to do. Yes, sir. Go out and hunt him up, Grandpap. Yes.
Low-down, whisker-stealing, back-biting, mule-eared, nap-minded, low-legged...
Yeah, all right, Lum, you can come out now.
Is he sure enough gone?
Yes, he's hot putting it down the road talking about you again.
Yeah, I heard him. Ernie Squire, I appreciate you telling him that you was staying here for Abner. You never know where I was at.
Oh, that's all right. Proud to help you, Lom. Yeah.
Don't know what I'd have did if you hadn't been in here whenever he opened the door there.
Well, I was glad to help you out, Lom.
I feared he seen me duck in behind the counter there.
I don't know. I'm sure he did, Lom. He didn't mention a thing about it. But he kept wanting to know where you were.
I never saw a man mad as he is in my life.
Oh, yes. He wants to tear up the ground. He's mad. There's no doubt about that, Lom.
Yeah, I never figured he'd take it as bad as all this.
Well, to be honest, Lom, you can't hardly blame him. Your grandpap has worn a beard practically all his life, you might say, and then you just come right out and cut it clean off of him, you know.
Yeah, but I never thought it'd make that much difference to him.
Well, it sure did, Lom.
Yeah, I thought sure we'd be able to smooth down his feathers by telling him how much better he looked this way. I can see now that ain't gonna work.
No, I don't much believe it is either, Lom. After the stuff he told me about the scholar bannering him about the dimple in his chin.
I hear that. Well, I never would have cut his beard off if I'd have known about that.
And what was that he said they called him? Dimple Sissy Britches, he said.
Well, I wouldn't go laughing about that, Squire.
That's a name for Grandpap now.
This is developing into a serious matter.
Yes, it might be, Lom.
I've saw Grandpap mad before, but generally he gets over it pretty quick.
And he's not getting over this, I don't believe him.
He's staying mad.
Yes, he is. He's over
madder every day.
Yes, it seems to.
Yeah, we got to study up some way to talk him out of this ridiculous altitude of his.
Well, I'm afraid that talking won't get you anywhere, Lom. All he wants to do is lawsuit and fist fight, according to the way he's talking in here. And that Grandpappy Spears can fight, too.
Oh, he couldn't whip nobody.
Yes, he can, Lom. When he gets riled up, I believe he could whip a wildcat twice his size, as that old man is right now.
Still wouldn't be a very big wildcat.
Well, no. You're right about that.
Weigh 90 pounds soaking wet.
Well, he's going to jump on you, Lom. I can tell you that right now.
You better not try no fist fighting with me, or I'll urinate him. That's what I'll do. I hate to hit an old man, but if he tries any of his wildcat tic-tacs on me, I'll show him what fighting actual means.
Well, now, Lom, if I was you, I'd think twice before I got into a mix-up with Grandpappy Spears. I tell you, Lom, one time down there at the barber shop, I saw those fellas down... Wait a minute, there he comes back. Maybe he just went around the side of the store there and been peeking in the window, Lom.
Granny's, I hope not.
Lom, you better duck down behind the counter there again, and I'll get the shut of him just as quick as I can. Well,
that's the best thing to do.
Yes.
Keep him and me separated. Both dangerous men. Yeah, I don't want to have to hurt him now.
Well, he'll more likely calm down a few days, and then you can talk things over him. Get down, Lom. Here he comes. Get down.
Yeah, I just recollected something else I'm going to sue that varmint for. Going to lawsuit him for expenses.
For expenses?
Yes, sir. Necktie expense.
What's that, Grandpap?
Well, you see, as long as I ain't got a beard no more, my woman says I got to start wearing a necktie to church now.
Oh, I see. Well, that's nothing to get excited about, Grandpap. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll loan you a necktie if that's what you need.
No, I want to get one of my own. The first thing I'm going to do with it is wrap it around Lum Eddard's pigeon-toed neck and string him up somewhere.
Well, Grandpap, why don't you go out and hunt for him so as you can do that? That's a good idea,
I just studied up a better idea. Wait for him right here.
Wait for him here?
Yeah, I found him outdoors somewhere. Why, he'd more than likely see me coming and start running.
Well, I don't think he'd run.
Oh, he's bad. Scared to death. I mean, I don't blame him.
Well, I tell you, the best thing for you to do is to go out and look for him.
Oh, sir, I'm waiting for him right here. And what's more, I'm going to hide.
Going to hide?
Yeah, see, if Lum come up to the store and seen me in here, he'd turn right around and skedaddle fast as he could. No, sir, by Jimmy, he ain't getting away from me.
Listen, Grandpap.
I don't want to listen. I just want to get my hands on that critter. I believe I'll hide behind the counter over there.
The counter? Just a minute, Grandpap. Now, get away from me.
Let go of me, Squire.
Well, now, just a minute, Grandpap. I don't believe that Abner would approve of me letting just anybody go behind the counter when he's out of the store here. No, you can't go back there. I tell you what, I believe I've got a better place for you to hide, Grandpa.
No, I want to hide right there behind the counter. I want to be right close to the door so as I can jump on him quick as he gets inside.
Yes, sir, but what if he comes in the back door, Grandpa?
Well, he won't. He always comes in the front door. I know he does.
Well, I believe he's changed here lately, Grandpa. I believe he practically always uses the back door. Yeah, the best place for you to hide is in the feed room.
No, it ain't now. I know what I'm doing. You're just trying to protect me.
No, I'm not. Now, listen, Grandpa.
Why, I told you to let go of me.
Well, Grandpa, you're not going to get behind that counter. This is Abner's store, and I know he wouldn't like it.
I don't care whose store it is. You or nobody else in the whole bow-legged world is going to stop me from getting back of that counter.
Now, Grandpap, this talk
Let go of me, I tell you. I'll pound your head so far down you'll have an extra tongue in your shoes. Now, let's go.
Right, just a minute, Grandpap. There's Cedric outside.
I don't care who's outside. I'm mad, and I don't mind who knows it.
Well, listen, Grandpap, if you're bound and determined, you're going to get behind that counter.
Yeah, you bet your life I am.
Well, I'll tell you, just promise me that you'll stand there for just a couple of minutes, then.
Wait a minute. Where about you going?
Just a minute. Just stand right there now, Grandpap. Cedric, my boy, come in here just a minute.
Yes, Walt.
Mousie, you come in, too. You other fellas, Gomer, Gidcombe, hurry up, all of you, get inside here.
Oh, what's the trouble, Mr. Squire?
Just come on in here, man. That's it, hurry up, Gomer. All right, now, each one of you fellas, just get your chair or box here.
Yes, well, what do you want us to do with them?
Well, I just set them right around here in a half circle.
You want us to sit down in them?
Yes, just make yourself comfortable, man. Because in about 2 seconds, you're going to see the dead blamed fight you ever saw in your whole life. All right, Grandpap, go ahead behind the counter.